Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Thousands of women farmers mobilized throughout Brazil. In addition to demanding actions against macho violence, the women of the landless rural workers movement mobilized in Brazil this week against the pension reform promoted by Michel Temer's administration. The reform, which extends the retirement age and changes the way people contribute, has a negative impact on all workers, but especially on women, and mainly the women who work in rural areas. According to the MST, over 40,000 women mobilized in 22 states and the Brazilian Federal District to protest against the social rights cut proposed by the Brazilian government. "We are all awakened against capital and agribusiness, not one right less," was the slogan of the National Day of Landless Women's Struggles, which was extended through the week in Brazil. Since March 6, the women organized massive marches, roadblockings, gatherings and occupied buildings. The offices of the National Social Security Institute were the main target. Currently, rural women in Brazil are able to retire at 55 and men at 60. The government's bill aims to raise the retirement age to 65 for all workers, which will force rural women to work for 10 years longer. The landless women denounced this week that the reform aims to cut down social rights of workers, but that nothing is done with the companies that have huge debts with the National Social Security Institute. One of the most powerful messages perhaps was seen in Sao Paulo, where over 1,500 women held a protest action outside the Vale Fertilizers factory. The protest took place on March 7th during the morning and blocked the entrance to the industrial complex. Vale is one of the main debtors of the Brazilian social security system. According to Brasil de Faro news outlet, Vale is on the list of the national tax authorities as one of the largest debtors in Brazil. The company owes 276 million reais, $88 million, to the national security system. Brasil de Faro added that the debt of public, private companies, foundations, and institutions with the social security system amounts to over 426 trillion reais. This figure nearly triples the social security system deficit, almost 250 trillion reais in 2016, according to the federal government. Among the companies that owe the most, we find Bradesco, Caixa, Marfrig, GBS, and Vale. Loyal to the struggle for lands, the MST members also occupy the offices of the National Colonization and Agrarian Reform Institute in Salvador, João Pessoa, Sergipe, and Maceió.